company too.
I love that carrot juice with the ginger, man. Yeah. I'll tell you. You know, it's
and then, definite meeting spot. You know,
that barricaded. What is it? Carabetatine. No, I'm not saying
beta carotene.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
We gonna pull it, boys.
Oh my goodness.
Hit the speaker.
We gonna pull it, boys.
Hit the speaker. Peace. Who we got? Who we talking with?
Peace. This is
K-L
here.
Yo, my man K Hill. It's the illest.
One order member up here.
Yo, everything's peace, man. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, man. You talking about that
character. How the babies doing?
I know. Yeah, I know. That's my drink, man. Word is mine. How's the babies doing, man? It sound like they having a good time.
Yeah, man. It's bad time for the babies right now.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. No yeah, doubt. Man. The babies are...
Wow, this man got a party going on. Jeez.
Yeah, you handling two babies at once, huh? You out here juggling.
My man's had the one shot and came up with two, eh?
Start drinking that carrot juice.
It's that carrot juice.
It's that carrot juice. It's that alkaline semen, man. Word, man. Word is mom, man.
How you been, Hill? How you been? You working on any new projects out there?
Shout out to that. Hey, and you know, to the listeners, man, and y'all tuning in right now, we got our man's K Hill, one of the One Order members, you know, one of the illest MCs. And you know, y'all gotta check him out. K Hill. K-E-H-I-L-L.
Yeah, give your information, Hill.
Come on, man.
Where can we see you at, baby?
Where can we find you?
Call you brother.
You can find me on Instagram. That's killis.93. So if you look at that and you see, I've been
ill since
1993.
Hey,
93
till infinity.
That's my boy.
Was that Chase or Davina? Yeah, man, Chase, man, he's gonna have a loud voice when he gets up, when Chase he grows up, MC. Man. He got a loud voice, man. My Chase man, he like to talk.
He's a singer and a dancer already, man.
Nice.
Oh man.
Each time
you
hear the beat, he's moving, he's bobbing his head, he's moving his feet. Anytime
you
hear any type of music,
yeah, yeah,
that's
man.
Lovely, man.
It is, man. Music is therapy for the mind, baby.
Children.
Oh, the future.
Yeah, most definitely.
Oh, man, that Big Daddy Kane was fire, man.
Or How to Get a Record Deal.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, tell me about it. It seems so watered down these days.
I mean, the skill level's high nowadays, but...
No doubt.
Oh, you're bringing that real music.
And that's what we do at One Order Radio.
Yes, we do. Thank you for pointing that out, yeah. Cahill. We are trying our best.
But anyways, I'm going to send to the baby. I'm just going to make a quick appearance on the One Order show.
No doubt, brother. We love you, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Love what you guys are doing, man.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your week, my brother. Your travels, you know, till we see again.
All right, peace.
Peace.
That was my man Cahill, man. For y'all that are just tapping in, y'all just heard the voice of Cahill, one of the illest MCs, illustrate skill, doing his daddy thing, paying bills, buying Dodges and Mercedes grills.
Writing raps in between the frills.
You know what I'm saying?
Writing raps in between no frills. That's you know what I'm saying? You know.
Yo, man, can I get a boop, 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 boop,
pew, 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 pew.
Yo, man, you're tuning in. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. Every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. here, man, live. CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby SFU. Digi, run the joint. Did it. Y'all tuning in right now to this One on the Radio. This is what we play over here in Burnaby SFU, man. Boom, 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 boom. Let's go.
Girl, I might just say you just one more dance. Did I give you everything that you asked for me? When it all falls down, I guess it's your bad. I check my schedule. I can't tell when you fell in love. You're the devil. Still, I choose to dance with ya. I check my schedule. I can't tell when you fell in love. In love. You was taking things personal. I ain't do it on purpose though, and it hurt to know. Can't be what it been before. My inspiration to my verses though. I ain't even wanna speak to you. All of a sudden had a drink or two, and I think of you, but I don't wanna go down that road as a dead end. I should've known to go home, but I slid in. It's you, well. Time will tell it all. Oh well, yeah. I'm fine against the wall. Wish you well. I'm not sorry if you fall and I can't catch you. I'm just a vibe you might two step to. No, yeah. Is it safe to say you miss what we had? Girl, I might just say you just one more dance. Did I give you everything that you asked for me? When it all falls down, I guess it's your bad. I check my schedule. I can't tell when you fell in love. You's a devil. Still, I choose to dance with ya. I check my schedule. I can't tell when you fell in love. In love.
Ooh, acting brand new.
She get to acting so brand new.
Yeah. Cause I never seen you dance like this before.
Where did you get it from?
It's a bad move.
Ooh, you can dance with the devil if you want to. It's a bad move.
So I think it's best we leave it on the floor.
Devil in a blue dress. White diamonds on your neck, red bottoms when you step. Everybody in the party like, who's that? Yes. But I caught it when you blew that kiss with those maroon lips. Started with a two-step.
One, two-step.
Now they looking like, damn, y'all ain't got a room yet. Now we can do the dash or save the last dance. Either way, I ain't mad. But may I ask?
Yeah. Is it safe to say you miss what we had?
I mean, is it safe to say? Let me know.
Girl, I might just say you just one more dance.
Could be the history, could be the chemistry.
Did I give you everything that you asked?
Just leave it all on the dance.
When it all falls down, I guess it's your bad. I check my schedule. I can't tell when you fell in love. You's a devil. Still, I choose to dance with ya. I check my schedule. I can't tell when you fell in love. In love.
It's for my niggas worldwide. Yes, I'm back home. And pay attention to my shit and keep your head high. And listen up, cause this ain't just another rap song. My nigga 17 never had his palms out. He grabbed some work from out the shoebox in his bedroom. I really hate to keep this shit inside my mom's house. Before she sleep, I know she think I'ma be dead soon. Consumed by the perfume of the street life. Engulfed by the weed smoke in the OE. I often think it ain't gon' never be no peace, right? Cause if it ain't another nigga, it's the police. He hit the door and put the dope inside his backpack and walk across the boulevard to where his aunt stay. His mama stressing he been helping with the bills now, but he been slipping serving niggas in the broad day. He heard some sirens from behind him and his heart stopped. Five cops on the block yelling nigga freeze. He stood still as the trees with his jaw dropped. Hey, put your hands on your head and get on your knees, please. He ran fast as he can and the shots rang. He fell face down on his concrete tomb. Apologetic cause instead of saying love you, his last words to his mother, I'll be home soon. Damn. I'll be home soon. Yeah. You tell me it's a cold world, you ain't never lie. This for my niggas worldwide, yes, I'm back home. And pay attention to my shit and keep your head high. And listen up, cause this ain't just another rap song. Just another rap song, rap song. Now this ain't just another rap song.
She had a problem with them bitches with the long hair. And even though she keep her makeup and her weave tight, somehow she couldn't help but think I don't belong here. They try to holler while she walk beneath the street lights. She tired of dealing with them niggas cause it's all games. That's when he said, hey, can I take you out to eat right? And get to know you, she said, yeah, that's what they all claim. Before you know it, she was smiling, he had G right. After a little hesitation, let her guard down. She finally let him get the number and he called quick. They click, they fast forward to the bedroom. He going up a shirt and kissing on her soft lips. She let him hitting while he dips into the bathroom. She thinking, damn, that shit was good, but it was so soon. And something told her, go and check the nigga's cell phone. A text to his girl saying, I'll be home soon. I'll be home soon. Damn. I'll be home soon. You tell me it's a cold world, you ain't never lie. It's for my niggas worldwide, yes, I'm back home. And pay attention to my shit and keep your head high. And listen up, cause this ain't just another rap song. It's another rap song, rap song. Now this ain't just another rap song.
Boom, 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 boom.
Pew, pew, pew.
You're now tuning in to One Order Radio, 6 o'clock, CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, SFU, and you were just listening to that J. Cole joint, Back Home?
Home Soon.
Home Soon,
Back
Home.
Run it down, run it down.
Yo, man, so we started that off with the Terrace Martin Paradise, okay? That Sade remake, which was fire. You know what I'm saying? Then you had Anderson .Paak, Last Dance with the Devil.
Dance with the Devil.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? And then we had J. Cole. And, yeah, man. What'd y'all brothers think about that Terrace Martin joint? Come on, man. Because we from the old school. We love that Sade.
Come on, man. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful joint, man. It's relaxing, meditating, you know what I'm saying?
Very much so.
Paradise.
Paradise, you know? Man. Yeah, you know. And that's what we do at One Order Radio,
feels
man.
Feels like. You're mine.
My paradise. Oh, man. That,
you're mine.
I'm about to go run the original paradise. When I get home.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? Hey, listeners, man, tell me if you know about Sade, man. If you know about Sade, call in. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about Sade, you know what I mean?
How you feeling at home, listener? You feeling what you hear right now, listener? It's between you and I, you know?
Most definitely.
I and I.
I was just going to say it, man. I and I, man. You know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, this whole platform is beautiful. You know, the opportunity to get to connect with you, the listener. And, you know, we've been talking about the crazy fires that have been going down in Los Angeles. You know, we talked about a tribute to a big community figure here in Vancouver, Nigel.
Pert.
Peart.
Pure.
It's
just the gringo and me.
Exactly.
I just can't pronounce it. I just can't pronounce it properly, you know?
Hola, gringo. ¿Qué pasó, eh?
I forgot about you. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
That's how you get that roll of the tongue. You know?
I can't roll the R's, bro.
Yeah.
I can't roll the R's.
None of that.
I can't roll.
I can't roll the R's, man.
When I say no diddy, I mean no diddy. I can't roll the tongue. You know what I mean?
Speaking of that, because I was watching something and, like, you know, they were talking about how is this, like, it was a video about how he was talking about starting, you know, their own independent black party. And you know, the caption was like, is this really why they took Diddy down?
You know? Malcolm Martin. You know what I'm saying? Garvey. You know what I mean?
Come like, on, man. Don't
they
get
definitely
started with Garvey, man.
Definitely don't want that.
Garvey,
right?
My man.
Definitely don't want that. But I heard it's many things, you know what I'm saying? It's many things. It's not just one thing, you know?
No, for sure.
Right? I was listening to the episode, you know, where Diddy was talking about, you know, the sex aspect of it, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, like there's not one person who says it wasn't consensual. who knew about it. Like, I'm talking about people who weren't drugged, right? And mm-hmm. people who participated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in that aspect, you know, it was consensual, right? But, mm-hmm. I mean, it's all messed up all the way around, right? We'll see how this goes, right? And, well, you know...
100 names, right?
Yeah, I mean, in some cases here, though, you know, with the feds and stuff like that, you know, the feds say one thing, and then when the homework's done, it's a whole different thing, right?
Give that example.
I forget which artist it was, man. It's one of them young cats here, you know, these new kids or whatever. You know, he's hemmed up, right? But, you know, the feds said, they said one thing, then his lawyer proved that wasn't the case.
Is it Dirk?
It might be Dirk, yeah, it might be.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, the lawyer proved it wasn't one thing. They said, you know, he was doing all this stuff, and his plane had, like, 8 layovers or something like that, right?
Mm.
And, you know, that was all, like, the itinerary from the flight list, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, hey, man, you know? And then when the prosecution found out, like, yo, man, what are you talking about? Now they're backpedaling, you know? So sometimes, you know, they just try to hem you up for a minute, right?
Yeah, so what their job is to do, honestly. I mean, let's not say it's fair or not, but, you know, you want to prosecute somebody. You know, you could talk about him taking a shower, and then you could say he's really wet. He was wet.
No doubt, no doubt.
My he's so wet.
And that's
there
were
so many beads of water flowing down his saying? Back.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the job. That's the job.
Good. That was good.
You know,
yeah,
the feds are, you know, they definitely have been known to play dirty. And
yo, speaking of feds, let me give you a look at one real quick. It was with my beautiful 19-year-old son, you know, to all the ladies out there. He's single, but he's looking for a wife. Anyway, we were driving down the road the other day, and as I gave good props out to the VP the other day, I got to say, these mans pulled me over because my son was driving the car. They said he was. I mean, I don't know. Is my son allowed to drive my car? I think so. Checked him, all that things went good. You know, in the end result, pulled me out of the car and everything. It was extremely rude. In the end, they asked, they gave me crap for having illegal cigarettes, people. Illegal cigarettes that I wasn't even smoking, because I haven't been smoking lately for the new year. But I did have the packs. They gave me crap for illegal cigarettes. So to them two guys, let's give you guys a shout out. Thanks for listening. And thanks for checking us out and making sure we were safe. But, you know. Telling me I'm, you know, actually, you know, you guys did a good job showing my son what kind of jerks you were, because I really couldn't. You guys did a great job. Legal cigarettes are not, you know, people don't be caught smoking your legal cigarettes. And I'm talking about the wacky tobacco. I'm talking about the cigarettes without the, you know, the cheap ones, you know?
Too much information.
Well, it is the information. There's never right? too much. That's it's not alleged. Right? It's that's definite. Not bro. Allegedly, bro.
It's allegedly, right?
We're not saying nothing. It's the real truth. You guys don't want to tell the truth. That's your business.
You know, I mean, there's lots of truth to be talked about, bro. 100%.
Well, share, brother.
There's a lot of truth.
Share with me.
You know, I find it interesting how, you know, going back to the Fed situation and, you know, how they hired the first black agent to infiltrate the Garveyite movement, you know what I'm saying? To take down Marcus Garvey, right? And he didn't even sign in with a name. His number was 800. And, you know, that was J. Edgar Hoover. And it's just very interesting because it's always, you know, it's always with us, at least with black people, they always send black people to do the job, you know, to do their bidding. It's very interesting, you know. So,
without the knowledge of self, as you say, sir, you don't recall a man they used to call.
Knowledge of self ain't just about talking about it.
We had a reverend, Reverend Al Sharpton, used to speak out for us, chase the ambulance for us, all them things. He was always there on the marches. He's been a, you know, made a lot of money off this thing. I mean, it's not allegedly. You could find this stuff out yourself.
For
the
sure,
man,
man
was an
FBI.
There's
a lot of brothers in, you know,
he was an FBI agent, bro.
Yeah, there's a lot of you brothers know? Who claim like they were for their people or taking money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all about that money.
And, you know, what'd you say?
It's all about that money, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, there's a certain, you know. But, yeah. It's a sad state of affairs, right? But, you know, whatever happens with the D-I-D-D-Y, I guess we'll find out, you know. And just to, you know, if you tapping in right now, you is listening to One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz.
778-782-2573 to get to Guilty.
90.1 FM. You know, Burnaby SFU. And next week, we got the heavyweight champion of Canada.
In the building, Jay Byard.
Jay Byard.
Crazy story.
Four belts. Holding four belts.
Yeah, I don't know. The belt's holding them down. You know what I mean?
That's yo, what he's holding. I didn't say they're holding them down.
Somebody want those belts.
Yeah.
It's time to step up. Wednesday.
Anybody want them belts? We put fights together here. You know what I mean? Contact us. You know, we get it done. You know, we got the direct link and all that. You know, Howard Cosell voice.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a great interview. And you know, the following week after that, we got, you know, a very, very prolific, dope, exquisite, excellent lyricist by the name of J. Scott the Illest coming out of New Jersey. Now Justice. We're going to be interviewing him. And definitely look forward to that interview, you know. And One Order, man, we you know, we expanding our reach all across internationally, baby. You know, we got a lot of great stuff, like did you said, you know, coming for 2025 for y'all, man. And including, you know, looking forward to the Black History Month and, you know, sharing that with the listeners. And, you know, it's like I said, man, this is just a beautiful gift that we get to do and share with y'all.
Yeah,
you know,
doing it for you guys, man.
And again, I want to say, you know, peace to Nigel's family. I want to say peace to those people out there that have, you know, family and loved ones that are, you know, in Los Angeles right now, you know, going through that. And, yo, man, let's keep it moving.
Hit that PSA.
Let's go.
Peace.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Flow is the answer, water the plants. I dance with the daisies, actually ants inside of my pants. Got me antsy, aunties hoping and praying the kids will understand me. Labels is praying and wishing and working for the Grammy. Granny praying and praying, I duck the double whammies. Family happy only when I could come in handy. Never giving no handy so they can never stand me. The flow is the answer, cold giving them flu like Dancer Prancer. Sled led by Santa, when we slid your man duck. We reached your man jump, two pussies stand up. We bust your man's fuck, the flow is the answer. I wipe the baby nose if I gotta. Every hood got a Mad Max, that's a shotter. Meanwhile, I'm in the chat.